Good afternoon, friends. You're listening to Conversations. My name is Don Shire. I'm with Dave Wager. Dave is president of Silver Birch Ranch, which is just a wonderful ministry located in the Northwoods, Wisconsin. There's several different forms of outreach here. Dave, let's take just a minute and talk about some of the things that are going on here at Silver Birch.
Yeah, you know, during the weekend, we usually have up to about 250 guests here on what you would standard call a retreat from a church, where they get away, get in the Bible. In fact, in January this year, I'll be speaking almost every weekend to young people that are here, packed houses. So I'm really excited to be able to do that, teach the Bible. We also have Nicolay Bible Institute. We take 30 students a year that come with the goal of getting them in God's Word and teaching them to serve other people. And if you have a young person that's college age, some people think, you mean right out of high school? Either way, we have them right out of high school. We have them out of college. We have guys that are close to 30 years old. We've had guys 33 years old come to it because they needed a year of Bible and they needed a year to learn how to serve. And so the Nicolay Bible is that. So we encourage you to go check that out at nicolaybibleinstitute.org or through the Silver Birch Ranch site. And then we've got a couple of other things going on and that you can always find at the website that will get you to the end of the program.
Yeah, I'll give you that website address in just a little while. The program that we have here is called Conversations. Dave and I have been getting together for decades now.
Hundreds of years.
And you know, we never run out of things to be able to talk about. And Dave, I appreciate you've got a good head on your shoulders, a good mind, and a very studious man. And so I always come home from our recording sessions having learned a little bit more. And I hope that those of you that listen feel the same way as we come to you every week. Dave, you have a ministry that's growing here. I have a ministry that's growing. And there are times when I feel like I'm going 100 miles an hour, but I'm not getting anywhere. You ever go through those times in your life?
I do. In fact, the other day I'm watching somebody talk about the NASCAR, and it struck me that most of the people I meet are like NASCAR people. They're in their life car going about a billion miles an hour in circles. They're going nowhere. And at the end, they're going to hop out of their car, put their arms up in the air, and celebrate winning going nowhere, the fastest.
It is kind of funny, isn't it?
You know what I mean? And they're going to really celebrate that this is going to be a big deal. And people are going to watch. Not only that, but there's tons of people watching them go nowhere that's cheering them on. And they're going to pay to help them go nowhere. I was looking at how much gas even they put in NASCAR. It's really quite amazing. Do you know that the Daytona 500, their 43 cars, burned 5,375 gallons of fuel? So just for that race, they burned over 5,000 gallons, almost 6,000 gallons of fuel. And that's not cheap fuel.
Right.
And they're not getting good mileage. So what's really interesting to me is how that works. You go through life, and there's so many people in the United States of America today that actually are busy, extremely successful, but they're going nowhere. And we're cheering them on, and we think they're something. You know, what's really interesting is there's so many things that don't work. For example, Don, calendars. We've had calendars for how long in history? I don't know.
Since the day one.
Yeah, I don't really know either, but nice question. Forever, it seems. So we've got calendars. We can get access to things faster now. So I have a calendar on my phone that's always in my pocket, supposedly. And I have a calendar on my iPad, which I carry around almost all the time. I have a calendar on my computer, and they all sync. So if I put something on one of them, it goes to the others. They all give me a little ding. You know what I mean? It's all synced. Do you think I'm any more organized than I used to be?
Well, you've always been pretty organized.
Yeah, but do you think I'm any better with this?
Probably not.
No, I'm not. you know what? It isn't all the technology that's going to help me get better. It's kind of like the ability to go fast doesn't mean you're going somewhere. We have cars. We can make cars go. I mean, they have to put restrictors on these cars because they can go faster than we can control them. And what's interesting is we seem to be doing that in life. I don't know how many people I've talked to. They are worn out in life. What wears somebody out? I mean, what is it that wears you out? You know, I think those guys get out of those NASCAR cars and they're tired. They've driven in circles for several hours. Just driving in circles for several hours. I don't know how they get out. I mean, they might be dizzy, whatever it might be. But they've driven for a long time. And they've driven fast. And they've been driven competitive. But they still haven't gone anywhere. All they've done is waste a bunch of resources and go in circles. I don't want NASCAR people to yell at me. Don't. I'm just using it as an analogy.
Oh, I was just thinking, well, there is one place they go, and that's to the bank.
Yeah, well, they do. They will, but they don't drive their NASCAR car there.
That's true.
They drive a different car. Yeah, the point is very simple. I think what we have to do is get to the point where we can start really looking at things honestly and define things correctly. Definition brings about clarity. And clarity brings about certainty. And that's what we're looking for. We live in an uncertain world. We live in a very foggy world. And the reason is because we're lacking definition for things. Me just using the NASCAR illustration helps define what I'm talking about. It isn't about knowing everything that's going on. It's knowing that we're talking to people in the United States of America, a very rich country that is very well known for going all over the place in their lives. I mean, people are busier than they should be at a time where we have all these time-saving devices.
That's an interesting thought there.
Yeah, so
very true.
There's a problem. So what I'd like to do is be able to help people by defining the issues so that we can fix them. Because if you don't define the problem, then what happens is things stay muddy. You can't really do anything about it. Have you ever, I've had people that for the last 20 years, you ask them how they're doing. Oh, I'm tired. Yeah. You know, work's really hard. You know, 20 years ago you said that. I sit in church sometimes, and you hear people talk about problems that they have. And you know what? That's fine. You should be talking about them in church. But they're the same problems you've had for the last 15 years. Now, you should be doing something about those problems by now. You should be doing something about them. The reason we aren't is because we have real trouble defining things again. And as long as things don't get defined, clarity is never achieved. Everything stays so nobody can really understand what to do. And once we start defining it, we start pushing against it. People say, "You're trying to judge me?" You know, we're defining things. Let me give you an example. I'm watching a Packer game or I'm watching the newscast, and there's all these advertisements that come up. And the advertisements are terrible, Don. They're about witches and guns and killing and all kinds of. And then on the news, President Obama gets on after this last killing that took place in colleges. And he goes, "You know, we got to do something about guns. They're killing people." And it's like, you know what? You're not saying anything about the witches and the killing and the murder and the 50 Shades of Grey movie that was popular. You're not saying anything about all that. But you're saying something about guns? Did you ever stop? See, what I'm doing is I'm trying to define the problem. Is the problem guns? That's what I'm wondering. Or is the problem that we have immersed ourselves in a culture of violence and anger and sexual promiscuity? And because of that immersion, are we now, is it a normal byproduct to go and use violence against other people? That's my question. And the reason that I'm not welcome to talk about that very much in public is because that's defining it very clearly. What the president has done, what other people do, is leave it muddy. I'm saying we got to have gun control. What does that mean? Everyone agrees that somebody who is not stable mentally should not be carrying a gun and shooting at people. I mean, we all agree. But what are you talking about? You've left it so muddy that we don't know what you're saying. And that's what I think we have to stop as Christians and as a nation. The Bible makes things very clear. It makes things so I can define them very clearly. God says that I am, when he was asked, what is Christianity? He made it simple and clear. He said, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And then he was silent. It was like one of the shortest messages ever given. It's important for us to understand that there are definitions in the Bible that we must go to. We must read them, and we must understand what they say. They're not hard to figure out. And then as we apply the definitions, we will start to see clarity in life. We could talk about this more, Don, but my goodness, there are people that are wondering today about gender, about other things. They're wondering. And I'm going, it's not that hard. We have definitions for this. Mm-hmm. And the definitions bring clarity. And if we can talk about it if people want to tune in some more.
All right. Well, we're out of time today. That's Dave Wager. I'm Don Shire. The program is Conversations. We thank you so much for listening. Would you like to know more about the ministries here at Silver Birch Ranch? Well, go to the website at www.silverbirchranch.org. That's www.silverbirchranch.org. Thanks so much for listening.